Hello, this is Drew Dunham, and welcome to Grasses and Their Agriculture. I'm going to talk to you about some of the grasses. I'm going to talk about four: fescue, Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, and St. Augustine. I'm going to start with the St. Augustine grass. The St. Augustine grass is a warm season long grass that is popular for cultivation in the tropical and subtropical regions. It is a medium to high maintenance grass that forms a thick carpet-like sod, crowding out most weeds and other grasses. If you have ever been to Florida, this is the type of grass that is typically grown there. And if you've ever been to Florida, you can see that this grass is very green. This is because of the salt tolerance this grass has. And any really kind of coastal suburb area and grasses, you can kind of see that they're more green than what we have, or what Middle East or Central America has. It's a little darker just because of the salt tolerances. So anyway, we will move on to the perennial ryegrass and what this is. The common name is perennial ryegrass. It is, the scientific name is Lolium perenni. It's an English ryegrass, winter ryegrass, or raygrass. It is native to Europe, Asia, and Northern Africa, but is widely cultivated and naturalized around the world. This is typically the grass that we see around here. It's perennial ryegrass, and also Kentucky bluegrass, and that will be the next one I'll move on to. Kentucky bluegrass is like perennial ryegrass, but it germinates one-third of the time. The germination for this grass is 4 to 8 weeks, or 21 days. This seed, the Kentucky bluegrass seeds, are the longest to germinate. Once established, it spreads greatly throughout underground stems, and it's very dense. So for this grass, it's great to water it often. If you're in kind of a landscaping business, or you're just planting grass, I mean, you have to be aware of how long this grass is going to germinate and how long it will take. It's recommended that it's planted in the early spring so it can get all the nutrients from the soil. And this grass cannot be dry. It can't be dry. It has to be very moist. Irrigation is a big key to the Kentucky bluegrass. So the next is the fescue grass. This grass is popular and cool season grass for home lawns. Fescue is a common lawn grass throughout much of the U.S. and Canada. These types of grasses are generally known for their year-round green color, drought resistance, and shade tolerance. Here's what you need to know about growing fescue grass in your lawn. So fescue is another one that we see around Massachusetts, Western Mass area in Massachusetts. Well, Northeast in that case. A lot of people plant this grass because it's an easy grass to grow. The germination is not nearly as long as the Kentucky bluegrass. It's much shorter. 2 weeks it takes to germinate this grass. Sometimes even quicker. It could take up to a week for it to germinate and you start seeing the grass sprout up from the ground. So mowing these grasses, the higher the grass, the more extensive the root system becomes. Grasses with deeper roots is more drought resistant. The grass is mowed very short. It will put most of its energy into growing new leaf blades and less energy into growing a root system. So don't mow your lawn too short, or else the grasses won't grow what look good. It'll die, or it just won't look good. That's why, yeah, it's kind of a personal preference, but for example, the St. Augustine, it needs to be at least 3.5 to 4 inches long in order to cut it. For typically most grasses, it's 3 inches But then again, it's your personal preference, and to keep the lawn healthy and the grass healthy, it all depends what seeds you're putting into your lawn or whatever. All grasses have different mowing situations and conditions. Some may be short, some may benefit from it, some may be cut high, some may benefit from that. It all depends. Some grasses, if they're cut too low, all depend on the weather. The grass will die in the process and will need to start over again. The whole growth process. You might even need to take all the burnt dead grass out and replant. That means all the nutrients, all the soil, everything. New planted grass is ready to mow when it is approximately 3 inches tall. That is very important. For the first mowing, you need to make sure it's high for the first time to make it healthy and so it looks good. So irrigation of the grasses. In urban settings, higher soil concentrations in water may help the grass be greener. So obviously in a more urban setting, you're not seeing that soil concentration that we would in coastal areas. Saline groundwater has been the new shift of the irrigation process throughout the past years. A lot of people are putting nutrients in their irrigation. Watering in the early morning or late evening when temperatures and wind speeds are the lowest will reduce water loss through evaporation. Adding nutrients when planting to the soil is the biggest factors in planting grass seed and making sure it comes up as planted. The steeper the incline of where you plant the seed is bad. This causes the soil to dry out and is more often as a water runoff as it goes downhill, obviously on a steeper incline. You don't want that. It is good to water your grass 10 minutes each day for 10 to 14 days as it grows when you first plant it. But then again, irrigation is the best thing to do. Some people have irrigation systems. Most golf courses have irrigation systems. Most playing fields have irrigation systems. And some homeowners have irrigation systems for their lawns. It all depends what you want to do with that. Like I said, it is good to water your grass 10 minutes each day for 10 to 14 days. If you don't water your grass, you're not helping the grass out. You're just letting it do its own thing and it's not going to grow. It's not going to grow properly. We'll go back to the fescue grass. That is more of an easy grass to grow. So you don't tend to have to really care for that grass as more as the other species of grasses. This grass it grows in the shade. It's not a very needy seed compared to the other ones. But yeah, this is the end of my presentation to you, and I hope you learned a little bit from it. Thank you.